When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now Cowan again, Dagg, beautiful run, Israel Dagg, still going, Israel Dagg, oh, what a try.
Rugby royalty, that's the World Cup 2011, of course, the All Blacks, after obviously the earthquake as well in New Zealand, I should say, which affected the country, but what they did do, they got back off their off the ground and they won the 2011 World Cup that year. And this man, not only 89 games for the Crusaders, but 66 tests for the All Blacks as well.
Doesn't excite me hearing that stats. You do realise, like, it brings back nightmares for me hearing that stuff.
No, but you got beaten by England in the World Cup, so it doesn't make any difference. Israel Dagg joins us on Sports Day. How are you, Izzy?
I'm good, man. I'm in the presence of absolute legends yourself. I feel bloody privileged to be chatting to you both, who's done it all. So you had to really dig deep into the archives, didn't you, to find that footage? That was over 10 years ago, decade now.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty easy.
We're all getting on, mate.
Pretty easy to find. And we're going to talk to you about a number of things. One, your love of golf. Two, about Rat's ridiculous comment about the Warriors, the Wars, and is it starting to wear off now? But outside of that, you obviously work for SCN, your new Brekkie show that's starting on Monday with your new co-host.
Yep, got a new co-host starting on Monday, Scotty Sumo Stevenson. Sumo's he's an astute broadcast. He's been around the tracks for a very long time. You know, made his name commentating rugby, but he's done it all: Olympics, America's Cup. He's doing a lot of the cricket now at the moment. So we're really excited for a new chapter for the show, for the station. We've got Theo Hewitt producing, who's doing a lot of the commentary for the Waz. So I better not say too much in terms of the Waz and what's happening there. But, just been doing a bit of playing, boys, and ready to rip in on Monday, May the 6th, which will be exciting. Just a new chapter, a new journey, ready to rip in.
So you're just kicking back in Auckland now. You're just saying prior to coming on air, you're just kicking back in your hotel, chilling out in Auckland.
It was all fear.
I'm like, is that how hard you...
You're rock solid,
that's hard work. I mean, and then you tell me you're still living in Christchurch and you're going back and doing the show from home, the old work from home. I thought that finished when COVID was over.
No such thing as COVID, mate.
No. That's part of the dagger deal. I cannot move too far. I'm an introvert. I need to be at home doing my work. I'm currently in Auckland at the hotel. You caught me at the wrong time, really, boys. I just ordered some Uber Eats. I've just had me dinner, and I'm watching a bit of telly, actually a bit of Stan Sport. Nice. A couple of the lads talking about the Super Rugby, and they're basically just talking about the one win when the Brumbies beat the Hurricanes, but there's not much else to talk about in terms of that. So most of the chaps are on that. But work from home, being at the station now for 3 years. Breakfast radio, early mornings, 4:40, the alarm goes. And yes, I'm at home, but I still got to get out there and rip into it and go for 3 hours, which has been good. But you've just been doing a bit of brainstorming in Auckland at the moment. No golf. No golf, unfortunately.
That's no good. So quick one, Izzy. do you still have anything to do with the Crusaders? Are you still working with the Crusaders in any way? Do you have any sort of involvement there, or you just pay attention to them now?
I did until a couple of weeks ago when they lost against the Force. And, I had to force my hand, didn't I? And I had to speak about them differently, from a different angle, and it wasn't nice. And I said something, and I wasn't accurate with my stat. I said the Crusaders were the most penalised side in Super Rugby at the moment, but I read it wrong. They're actually the second least most penalised side.
Right.
So when I saw the coach, Matt Todd, he screamed at me and abused me. So I don't know if I'm welcome there anymore. No, look, I've always got love and a lot of love and appreciation for the Crusaders. They'll always be my friends and my mates. It's a difficult time there at the moment. You're going for a transition of losing some quality players, and you know, changing of the guard with coaching. So I think they turned a corner on the weekend against the Melbourne Rebels. Sure, 39-0.
Yep.
They're not easy beat at the moment, the Rebels. So
no, definitely not.
You've got to take a lot of confidence from that.
Well, it's a top 12 finals series, so...
No, top 8 out of 12.
So.
He gives me a hard time, is he? I'm defending rugby here. Yeah. I tell you what, it's a tough gig in Australia.
Yeah, I know. Look, that's the thing about Super Rugby at the moment. You just want to... I think it's 3 or 4 games, and you've given yourself a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what happens if the Crusaders make the playoffs?
Absolutely.
They tend to enjoy that time of the year. So I think teams are starting to recognise it. They're going to get some cattle back, and they're going to get a bit of confidence. They've got a nice run home, and they'll start building some cohesion within that group. But yeah, look, rugby's at a bit of an interesting spot, isn't it, lads? Yeah. Well, are we going to go there, are we?
Well, on the back of the rugby, and I suppose the All Blacks, and through the recent World Cup, but the success of the Wales, and this is why we wanted to get you on, because you're the voice of the people, North and South Island, okay? And this is what, we're just going to play a little bit of audio here in relation to the New Zealand Warriors. And this is what Rat had to say last night, is he?
But the Warriors are going awful now. They lost.
Oh, right, 2 weeks.
Mate, to St. George and to the Titans.
Yeah.
Titans' first win of the season. How long until the Up the Wires starts to drop off?
Oh, you are dead set the prophet of doom.
I know, I'm just saying. I mean, they're going to keep losing. If they're going to keep losing... How long until people like go, the Wars, we're going back to the All Blacks?
Now, you're primarily a South Island boy, like we say in Christchurch, but representing the All Blacks, you are universal in that country. So, in the South Island, firstly, with the Wars success last year, and they don't call it success because they didn't win the comp, but they captured everyone's imagination, Izzy. Down in the South Island, did they capture the imagination of everyone in the South Island as well?
100%. Yeah, look, they've played a couple of preseason games here, and the Crusaders struggle to sell out the stadium, you know, most weeks, let alone come final series. But the Warriors, when they played here for a preseason, I think it was West Tigers, earlier on in the year, sold out. It was hard to get a ticket. The fanfare is everywhere. Like, it is New Zealand's team. They absolutely love them. When they're going well, people support them. You probably get a lot more bandwagoners that jump on board. But when they're not going well, like at the moment, they're struggling a little bit. They've got a few things, injuries. They look tired, 3 games in 13 days. It's going to, you know, impact most teams. But you still see what they're about and the support that they garner. They just got support everywhere. So, yeah, look, there's talks about another team in the NRL, which will potentially... There's been talks about the South Island. I think it'll be a no-brainer. I think it's needed. South Island is a factory line for talent going for New Zealand and abroad. I know a lot of the team scout in Christchurch.
Absolutely.
Around the Great Mouth area. So there's a lot of talent. Mate, it's a religion at the moment.
You really appreciate
what they're doing.
Yeah, I get that, right? So the Warriors last year, they have a great year. There's no doubt about it. And, they've had a slow start to this year, but they've still got a little bit of change in the pocket from last year. But has the needle moved in terms of players? Do you see kids wanting to play rugby league more now? I mean, is it impacting that all-black juggernaut that is New Zealand, that is just so New Zealand? I just find, like, I feel like it could, but I'm just unsure, and I wanted to speak to you and ask you the question. Are you seeing it move the needle in that respect?
If I'm completely honest, I've never seen anything like it in terms of support for a team.
Wow.
You know, not a national, international team. It's the Auckland Warriors. And they've always had support, don't get me wrong, but there's just something different about the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, they are very innovative with their approach to the product that they put not only out on the park, but pre-game entertainment. I heard something the other day that their pre-game budget for one game is the same, if not more, than the Crusaders' entire season that they have to have a pre-game entertainment. Like, they are pumping money into it, and it's starting to pay dividends. The Harold Matz team is winning. Flag team is winning. So the pathways are there. So I don't think you can really compare, but I think they're starting to scratch the surface on
fans
that have always been supporters of rugby are starting to take notice and go and get that Wires jersey out of their drawer and put it on.
Yeah, is that a worry?
It's always going to be a battle. Going to be a battle for sure.
Well, we have rugby league in this country and rugby union for that matter battle with the juggernaut that is AFL. So in New Zealand, as a former All Black, is that a worry for you? Does it worry you that maybe this might take some of that outrageous talent that comes out of New Zealand and aspires to play for that All Black jersey? Does it worry you that it might filter off into rugby league?
I don't worry about rugby league. I think it's more deeper than that. I think there's problems internally with the game of rugby. There's problems with other brands, you know, like I think football and basketball in New Zealand is the fastest growing sport at school. There's just so many options now for these kids to have a crack. Gone are the days of everyone growing up to be All Blacks. These players want to go and play basketball in the United States and go to college.
Yep.
So there's a lot of that. And rugby at the moment is at a situation where it's confusing.
Yeah.
You know, for fans. We've just had a bloke on the weekend as well. He got kneed in the head and he passed away. He was playing on the 85. So parents are concerned about concussions and you know, repeated head injury and CTE and so on. Like, there's just so many contributing factors. I can't just say, look, rugby league is, you know, bad for New Zealand rugby. Look, it's going to play its part because now these kids have got options because they know there's a genuine pathway to the NRL here in New Zealand. But there's other contributing factors, and we're still at a situation where the New Zealand board haven't even decided what's going on there, and that review was over a year ago, and they're still bloody mucking around. So they're beating themselves up, to be completely honest.
Yep.
Hey, before we let you go, is he one of our best players? Definitely in the top five players of the NRL. Joey Manu has announced that obviously he's going to go to Japanese rugby, play for one of those massive juggernaut companies over there. I mean, the one question is, do you think the All Blacks keep an eye on a guy like that, or there's just so many ahead of him?
100%.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
100%. Oh, look, I honestly think this is the path, and I heard Willie Mason actually say the identical thing I said on my show. I think his path is he wants to genuinely have a crack at rugby. Look, everyone looks at the money. Everyone looks at going and playing overseas. The reason going to Japan, I've played in Japan, there's less pressure.
Yep.
There's less exposure to fans, people having an opinion of you. You're playing an organisation that's got 50,000 employees and you're representing a friend, you know, a company. So the pressure's off. He's been coached by two of the best coaches that I've had the pleasure of being coached by that are going to give him everything possible to go on and succeed. And then post that, I feel like his journey is back to New Zealand playing the Super Rugby, playing at the Rugby World Cup in 2027. That's what I think is going to happen.
Wow.
And I'm a fan for it. Yeah, he is probably the biggest name in the NRL at the moment. Give me that offload. If I was playing outside him, I'll be running off him all day.
Okay, what position will he play in Union?
12?
Is that inside centre?
Oh. Yeah, I'd probably say 12. Give him a crack at 12. You know, maybe centres in 13 position.
Yep.
They're different positions. I've never played.
Is that like a Manu?
I think.
Yeah,
you know,
Manu.
Yeah, Manu, yep. Conrad Smith. You know, he's 12. You're probably a bit more of a batting ram, but you still got to be a distributor. You got to be able to pass. Fullback or wing. Has he got a kick on him? He's probably a good kicker.
He has. He can do it all. Yeah, and it'd certainly shine a light on the on and this is the amazing thing that is that it blows me away talking to you and you talking about New Zealand rugby the way that I talk about Australian rugby. It's so disappointing that it seems like it's not the game per se. Yeah. There's stuff going on behind the scenes that they've got these decision makers that can't pull their finger out and move in the get all on the same page and move in the one direction.
Yeah, there's a lot of voices that are saying things, but no one's listening. In Rugby Australia, it's the same. And to be completely honest, this would have arose years ago, and we've been comfortable and we've never moved with the needle. And Rugby League has done a fantastic job with that, and you have to applaud it.
Yeah.
Now we're in a situation where we're trying to play catch up and we're rushing it, and it's like, it's concerning, boys. It's very concerning at the moment with the product.
Well, former All Black Israel Dagg, thanks for joining us on Sports Day. I just want to let you know that the Hurricanes and the Blues, as you know, are leading, but the Brumbies are coming.
They're coming, Izzy.
They're coming.
I thought that when they hit Eden Park, boys, but what happened?
Yeah, I know. We don't talk about that. That was just an anomaly.
Yep, exactly. Hey, Izzy, good luck with the new show on Monday, new co-host, and thanks for taking time out to join us on Sports Day, mate.
Thank you, lads. Appreciate it.